When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's time to find out
what Shane,
Shane said with Shane Manila.
What's good, world? It's time for another Shane Says. It's been a couple weeks. We've had the draft. And I've just got some random thoughts. Nothing in particular. It might be some non-sequiturs here, but let's just get into it. We're going to keep this one brief. I am very curious as to why Brock Bowers is falling. And this is speaking to 1.75 tight end premium drafts. Prior to the NFL draft, post-combine, Brock Bowers was going about 6.9 on average in DD mocks, Destination Devi. Make sure you hit that all-gas Patreon, hit that D5 tier. Now he's falling to 8. Falling is a strong word, right? But I've actually seen him fall in some of my drafts to 109, 110. In some cases, which is just really weird to me. And that's also borne out in the Destination Devi ADP. Now, I get that he is sharing a field with Michael Mayer. Body is a wonderland. He was a second-round draft pick for the Raiders last year. So there's a lot of concern about, well, will there be targets for Brock Bowers? How will they use these two? So I just wanted to look at some of the usage. And obviously, Brock Bowers was in college last year, so it's not apples to apples. It's more like apples to oranges, but it's still fruit. So, you know, fruit's all in the same family. So I just wanted, the first thing I wanted to do is look at Luke Getsy, the offensive coordinator for the Raiders. Last year, he was the offensive coordinator for the Bears, same as the year prior. Just wanted to see some of the statistics on Luke Getsy's use of tight ends. Luke Getsy ran the eighth most 12 personnel in the league last year. 12 personnel is two tight ends on the field at the same time. So sounds like Mayer and Bowers will be able to share a field or get on the field at the same time. Now you might be concerned because if they're both sharing the field at the same time, there's probably a good chance that they'll cannibalize each other's targets, right? Not so much. That's not what's happened in Chicago. Just going back while Luke Getsy was, the offensive coordinator there. In 2022, Cole Kmet had 69 targets from the tight end position. No other Chicago tight end saw double-digit targets. In 2023, where we were just speaking of, where the Bears ran the eighth most 12 personnel in the league, and Robert Tonyan, who was with Luke Getsy in 2020 and was the tight end one with Luke Getsy in 2020 in Green Bay, actually joined the Bears. He saw 17 targets last year, and Cole Kmet saw 88. So what we have right now is one tight end that looks like, or at least in Luke Getsy's offenses, it looks like one tight end is typically used for targets, despite the fact that, that there's two tight ends on the field. Another thing I just wanted to look at, and you might have heard this, isn't going to be the first time you've heard this. Brock Bowers did not line up primarily in line last year as a tight end, or actually throughout any time in his college career. In his college career, he ran 52.2% of his snaps out of the slot, around another 9.5% out wide. That's roughly 63%. The remaining 37% obviously would have been in line. Michael Mayer, again, not apples to apples, but I just thought it would be interesting. I wanted to look at what he did last year. Last year, he ran 17.4 snaps out of the slot. One of these is a receiver, and one of these is a tight end. I think if there is any discount you can get on Brock Bowers, especially in tight end premium. And mostly what I play is in tight end premiums. 1.75. I am still on board with taking Brock Bowers as high as 105. Now, do you have to do that? No. But I'll say this. If I have the 105 and I'm eyeing Brock Bowers, and let's just say I have another first, the 109, I would probably kick myself something fierce if I didn't take him at 105. He went off the board before that 109. Obviously, you could use that 109 and something else to move up and grab him there. But I say all this to say that I think the panic, for lack of a better term, or the fretting over Brock Bowers is probably a little overblown. Like I said, I saw him before the draft, and these are just mocks. There were some drafts that he was going third. Yeah, that's a little high, and those are mock drafts. It's a little different when money's on the table. But I do think it's interesting that he is dropping a little bit. Another player that is dropping, and it's just slightly, you know, I don't want to act like he's tumbling, but Roma Dunze. Roma Dunze has dropped a little bit. He's actually dropped about two spots in ADP. He was going off the board around 5.7 after the combine. Right now, he's going off the board at about 7 in our mock drafts, 1.75 super flex drafts. And I know that doesn't seem like much, right? It's a small, small drop, but it's still a drop. Still gives you an opportunity to get Roma Dunze. Again, in drafts that I've been in, and these are just my drafts. I know not everyone wants to hear about my leagues. I've seen him go anywhere from 105 through 109. I've tried like hell in multiple leagues when he's sitting there on the board at 106, 107 to get back up in the draft so I could draft him. Again, not apples to apples, but I just think it's interesting. If you look at his collegiate profile, that's how you say that fancy, he's a better collegiate profiler, had a better collegiate profile than someone that everyone loved last year, Jackson, Smith, and Jigba. They had similar breakout ages. Roma Dunze was 19.3. Jackson Smith and Jigba was 19.6. College target share, Roma Dunze was better than Jackson Smith and Jigba. He had a 22% college share, whereas JSN had a 16% college share. And then the college dominator rating, Roma Dunze cleared him pretty easily, 26.4%. College dominator rating, excuse me, and JSN had 14.2 college dominator rating. JSN was going off the board at 106. JSN's an interesting corollary for obvious reasons. JSN last year landed in a similar position as Roma Dunze this year. But I would say Roma Dunze's situation is actually better. We already know that Keenan Allen is old, and I no slight on him. Had a great year last year. He could continue putting up monster numbers. I don't think he will. Maybe one more year. And then he could be gone. Obviously, the Bears could decide to re-up him. It's always a risk. I will say this, and this is just narrative, and I usually tell you to fade the narrative. I would bet that Caleb Williams bonds quickly with Roma Dunze and bonds with Roma Dunze over Keenan Allen, who's 32 years old, and DJ Moore, who's 27. Roma Dunze and Caleb Williams, roughly the same age, coming in the same draft class, there's definitely going to be a bond there. I would not be surprised to see Roma Dunze to be the second wide receiver in that offense. I know that's a little aggressive in an offense with Keenan Allen and DJ Moore. But I will say this. If you don't believe in Roma Dunze, or you do believe in Roma Dunze, it really doesn't matter. If you draft Roma Dunze, we've already seen from JSN that his value will be pretty insulated. JSN did not lose a ton of value, despite the fact that, as I've repeated or I've said it multiple times, he did not have a great rookie season, had an okay rookie season. He didn't hit some thresholds that we would like. Roma Dunze comes out and does the same thing. I have a feeling that his value will still be insulated, because he will have the excuse of Keenan Allen and DJ Moore, both career target hogs, absolute target hogs, beyond what DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett had ever done. I believe his value would be probably pretty insulated. So I am all on board on the Roma Dunze train right now. for what it's worth. I think I have four of him. I've been able to draft him, four out of 10 drafts. I do have a lot of rookie picks, so I'm going to end up with a lot of rookies in this class because I love this class. Just real quick here. Drake May. Is Drake May the discount in J.J. McCarthy? That's what it feels like to me. We've pumped up J.J. McCarthy. Landing spot, dependent. Five, four, five, six in a lot of drafts. He's going ahead of Drake May for obvious reasons. He's got a better landing spot. Obviously, he's got J.J. Jefferson. J.J. Jefferson. Justin Jefferson. Jordan Addison. T.J. Hockenson when he returns. As opposed to Drake May, who has Javon Baker, who gives great quotes, Pop Douglas, and Jalen Polk. One thing I will say, remember this time last year when we looked at C.J. Stroud's landing spot, what did we think of his wide receiver room? Now, I'm not saying that his wide receivers, Drake May's wide receivers, are going to turn into Tank Dell and Nico Collins. I'm just saying, if you had Drake May above J.J. McCarthy prior to the draft, and then he was drafted third overall in the NFL draft, I think it's kind of, I don't want to say silly, I think it's a little reactive or overreactive to go ahead and slide him where he's going now is generally 106, 107. Last thing, this is a homer take probably not. If you didn't read my Destination Debbie article recapping the draft, the last one just dropped on Tuesday or Wednesday. I don't know. Check it out. Talk about Will Shipley. Will Shipley is going to have a role in the Eagles offense. Will Shipley is going to see a good amount of targets in the Eagles offense. Will Shipley is a running back that I am drafting in absolutely every draft I can. And in smart leagues where there's only three rounds of rookie draft in the rookie draft, sometimes I'm just getting him for fab, not often, because if I have a third round pick, I'm taking him early in the third round. I've actually taken him in the second. So I like Will Shipley's upside a lot. That's a player that I'm buying. Let me know what you think about Brock Bowers, what you think about Roma Dunze. Who's your Will Shipley? Is it Ray Davis? Is it Kamani Vidal, which is a fun name to say? Let me know. Appreciate you. We will check you out soon. Bye.